I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW. Unseasonably cold temperatures have some wildflowers looking a little under the weather. We spoke with AgriLife Extension Program Specialist Tim Hartman to learn more about the effects this weather is having on Texas's wildflowers.
Although we can't know for sure, I think ultimately they're probably going to be okay. We got to remember that most of our wildflowers are actually cool season annuals or cool season biennials, meaning that they actually start growing in the fall. They grow through the winter. They're subjected to cold temperature. In fact, they require cold temperature a lot of times to be vernalized and, you know, develop their flower buds and everything. And so they're adapted to the cold temperature. Now, of course, as they start to bloom and they start to develop further into the spring, they become less tolerant of the cold temperature. But in general, they're pretty tolerant.
So I've never met anyone who didn't love bluebonnet season in Texas. How can those temperatures maybe affect bluebonnets and other things, especially during that time of year, if we experience that cold when they've already started to bloom?
Yeah, so the further along the plant gets, in this case, bluebonnets, the less cold-hardy they are going to be. And a lot of that depends on, it's not just simply whether it freezes or not, it's the length and the intensity of the freeze, so how cold it gets and also for how long. The other factor that we have to keep in mind is the weather leading up to that. So if it was really warm before the freeze, that's really bad because the plants are kind of caught off guard. But fortunately, it's been fairly cool leading up to this event. In the case of bluebonnets, it is obviously a native plant. They're very tough. They've survived for a reason. And as Dr. Larry Stein in Uvalde had also pointed out, if it does get cold enough to kill the main flower, what we call the king flower, the bluebonnet will simply, it'll sprout out. It'll basically branch out and produce more flowers, which may slow it down a little bit, delay bloom, but it's not going to ultimately hurt it too much. If you've ever cut back bluebonnets before, they respond by branching out, and that's what we would see. But I don't think we even got cold enough for that to happen.
Okay. Well, and Tim, it's been cold, but it's also been really, really cloudy. We just talked about a little bit ago. It's been nice to actually see the sun. We didn't see a lot of sunshine in the month of February. Does that affect the wildflowers at all?
Yeah, obviously, you know, the less sun, the less they're going to be able to grow, the less carbohydrates they're able to accumulate. But again, these are plants that are pretty well adapted to our conditions, even if it has been, you know, cloudy for most of that time.
Anything else you'd like to add about what we can expect this spring from the wildflowers in Texas?
Yeah, one thing I'd like to point out is that if you're seeing a lot of wildflowers that are wilting looking and just looking really sad right now, a lot of that is probably due to a phenomenon we call desiccation. So the air that came through with that front, that wind was really cold and dry. And so what happened was the water was being sucked out of the plant faster than the roots could replenish it. And so a lot of the foliage simply just really, really dried out, got desiccated, and they're already starting to bounce back. So I think a lot of the wilting that we're seeing is actually not the result of freezing, but it's a symptom of desiccation. And so I think we're going to see them rebound pretty well. So this may slow things down a little bit, but I think we're still going to have a really good wildflower show this year.
Thanks again to Tim Hartman for visiting with us today about the wildflowers in Texas and what we can expect this spring. Let's hope for warmer temperatures. I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW.